Support for The Common comes from the law firm of Davis Malm. Whether you're a private business, a public company, a municipality, a nonprofit, or in-house counsel, their business attorneys help achieve your short and long-term goals. DavisMalm.com, DavisMalm.com. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Zininjor Enwemeka, in for Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Hey, everyone. I'll be your host this week while Daryl takes some time off. He'll be back next Monday. Today, we're bringing you a feature from our friends in the WBUR newsroom, while Team Common works on some longer-term projects we think you'll enjoy. Today's show comes from Common regular Barbara Moran. In May, a new park opened in Mattapan, and get this, it's edible. The Edgewater Food Forest is a quarter-acre park in Mattapan full of fruit trees, berry bushes, and other edible plants. Anyone in the community can harvest food there for free. The park is a collaborative effort between neighborhood groups, the city, and the nonprofit Boston Food Forest Coalition. They've helped build 10 of these sites so far. Okay. Here's Barb with an audio postcard from the opening celebration of the Edgewater Food Forest. Enjoy.
These actually are old growth black walnut trees, and they actually can eat the walnuts, and we do. You have fig trees, apricots, plums, we have all types of berries, strawberries, blackberries, golden berries. If you can pick it, you can eat it. Everything you can think of. My name is Fatima Lee Salam. I'm a resident and a steward for the Edgewater Food Forest. We have game tables over there we had made, play checkers, chess, whatever. This right here is actually a yoga platform, which we're going to have classes on. And today, our Branches Steel Band is playing.
My name is Jessie Damberville. I'm the lead steward for the food forest here. And I'm a direct abutter. I live right next to it.
And so, heard you talking about mushrooms? Are you like a mushroom person?
Oh, yeah, I love mushrooms. I lived in Northern California. I love mushrooms.
Is there going to be a mushroom patch here?
Yes, there is. So I'm really, I saw them bringing the logs in from my bedroom like last week. And I'm like, yes, logs, mushrooms are coming. And not everybody actually in the neighborhood likes mushrooms, but I am determined I'm going to make everybody in the area love mushrooms.
The sub-theme of today is sound challenges.
Yeah, it's a lovely, lively event, right? My name's Orion Kriegman. I'm the executive director of Boston Food Forest Coalition, which is a nonprofit community land trust. You have people of all ages. This is multi-generational and it's glorious, like the young kids playing chess on the chess tables and the steel band that's playing. So, and then of course you have the mayor coming through. So it's just like a great mix of folks.
And without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to our mayor, who is no stranger to being an advocate for green spaces, equity, and access, and she'll say a few words.
Can I just shout? Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay.
And so we know that many of these trees and plants will take a little bit of time, and some of them maybe even some decades to reach their full productivity and all the actual fruit bearing. But we're doing this so all the kindergartners and their kids one day will have a beautiful space in our city. So I'm so thankful. I'm so moved to be here and just so grateful for all that you're doing.
Going to cut this giant green ribbon with these like garden cheers. The big crowd.
All right, come on in, everyone.
We have cheers.
Let's count down from five. Five,
four, three, two, one.
Woo!
Thanks to Barbara Moran for that story. And that's it for today's show. We'll be back with our regular episodes tomorrow. Until then, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka in for Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you soon.